Let's get started, Daniela. Let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Okay. Question number one. Fordham released our ESEA briefing book this week, detailing the 10 major issues that need to be resolved for the bill to get reauthorized. Mike, what is Fordham proposing?
Oh, thank you for asking, Daniela. So we've talked in broad terms about reform realism before, the idea that the federal government should be pro-education reform, but also realistic about what it can accomplish. We tried to flesh this out in more detail here. There's some big themes. Tight-loose is a big one. So we aim to be very tight about the standards that states have in place, make sure they're rigorous, that their cut scores are rigorous, that they can measure growth, that it's not just math and reading. And then we're basically loose on everything else. No interventions for failing schools. No AYP, no highly qualified teachers provision, no fiddling around with comparability. And what we're saying here is basically tight on transparency around student achievement results. Also, we really want school-level financial data, tight on that stuff, loose on accountability and everything else. This is, not surprisingly, getting responses from the left and right that are predictable. The people on the right saying, basically the anti-tight right saying, don't say that the feds should have any oversight over standards. And the anti-loose left who don't like this backing away from, you know, meddling with teacher credentials and all of that.
Mm.
Rick, what's your take?
That I think it is a jargon onslaught. Fordham will measure its success on whether or not it can cram the phrase reform realism and the phrase tight loose into the education conversation. In fact, if I recall, I think Jay Green, didn't he make a drinking game the other day?
He did. And as we knew internally, because we did an internal study after that post came out to find out how drunk people would get if they played the drinking game, we found out the answer was very. Mm. And he reported that today. That some, you know, we used the term tight loose something like 47 times in the paper. That's a lot of shots people had to take.
Oof. Well, you guys are hoping to do for Tight Loose what Mass Insight did for School Turnaround.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was a win-win.
Hey, oh, nicely said. We've already done that for Tight Loose. Tight Loose is out there. It's being used. Now we want to do that for reform realism. Come on, just like, you know, you've helped with the new normal. That's in there. Huh? Tough love school reform. I mean, you're not somebody who's never played this game before, Rick Hess.
You guys are masters of the banal phrase. I will give you.